He is untiringly active. Great and exalted deeds are what he lives to perform. But his brain, that is probably rather soft. He means well, but you shrug your shoulders to hear him talk.
He talks little, sir.
What he does say is ever to the point. His brain is first rate. I should think not impressible, but vigorous. Is he an able man, then?
Truly able.
A thoroughly educated man?
St. John is an accomplished and profound scholar.
His manners, I think you said, are not to your taste. Priggish and parsonic.
I never mentioned his manners, but unless I had a very bad taste, they must suit it. They are polished, calm, and gentlemanlike.
His appearance. I forgot what description you gave of his appearance. A sort of raw curate, half strangled with his white neckcloth and stilted up on his thick-soled high-lows, eh?
St. John dresses well. He's a handsome man, tall, fair, with blue eyes and a Grecian profile.
Damn him! Did you like him, Jane?
Yes, Mr. Rochester, I liked him, but you asked me that before.
I perceived, of course, the drift of my interlocutor. Jealousy had got hold of him. She stung him, but the sting was salutary. It gave him respite from the gnawing fang of melancholy. I would not, therefore, immediately charm the snake. "Perhaps you would rather not sit any longer on my knee, Miss Eyre," was the next somewhat unexpected observation.
"Why not, Mr. Rochester?"